from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app on WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. Over 90,000 listens just to the actual Wake Up Call DT app itself. On top of that, WakeUpCallDT.com and iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora free podcast. However you're listening in, thank you so much for tuning in. On the line with me right now here on National Signing Day 2016, February 3rd, always that first Wednesday in February for National Signing Day. I'm very happy to have back on the show with me Carl Jones, cornerback out of St. Edward High School in Lakewood, Ohio, who verbally committed to Syracuse back on December 14th and is now here with me after signing his letter and sending it in. Carl, how you doing?
I'm all right. Glad to be on.
Now, Carl, first and foremost, bring me into, now that you're looking back on your recruitment, it has come to a close. You've signed your name on the dotted line. You've sent it in. You're officially with Syracuse. When you look back on that first offer, the first kind of rumblings of schools being interested in you to where you are today, what can you say about your journey through recruitment personally?
For me, it was a little bit different than the guys around me. I come from a school where it's a lot of high-profile guys who get offers freshman, sophomore year, and whatnot. But mine didn't really get any interest until the summer going into my senior year, and get my first offer until about week 10 of my senior year. So it was just a huge relief off my shoulders, getting my first one from the Air Force, and then getting my first Power 5 from Syracuse in December. And it meant the world to me, because growing up, you know, you always want to play Division I football, and now I can finally say I will be.
When you go back to the fact that, like you said, you know, people get an offer as freshmen, you didn't get your first offer till week 10 as a senior, how did you stay patient through the whole process?
Just faith in God and having faith in the process. You know, sometimes, not going to lie, sat at home, sat at night in bed and just wonder would it actually come true. But I just had faith in God, stayed prayed up, and just kept putting my head down and going to work, because you don't get offers by just sitting and crying, so you got to work.
I have to ask you about, you know, obviously you brought up your faith, you know, keeping faith in God and believing that he would help you and to work things out and that whatever was meant to be was going to be. What can you say about your faith in God and where that started from? Where did you really start believing in God in your life? Was it from being a little kid and having, you know, family around you talking about it? How did your faith kind of start?
I grew up in a Christian household and grew up going to church and whatnot, but I would say during my early teenage years, I started to grow away from it a little bit. I wouldn't say rebel, but I just started to grow away from it a little bit. But coming to a Catholic school at St. Ed's, it brought me back to my roots, and I can honestly say just learning through the different branches of Christianity and all that, I've just become stronger with my faith.
Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of game day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, Carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, lady.com, with the Bamboo Line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Le Moyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Le Moyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Le Moyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
When you went away from it for a little while in your life, what brought you back to God and brought you back to having a strong faith?
Just guys around me. You know, all of my best friends, I mean, they're not the strongest, I would say, when it comes to their faith and religion, but they all have some part in it. And I would say back home, growing up in Twinsburg, it really wasn't like that. So I would say definitely guys around me influenced that a lot.
So when you look at that faith and believing in yourself, you had made the statement that you don't get offers by sitting in your bed and crying, you got to work. What pushed you to continue to keep going? You could have given up. You could have just sat there and cried. You could have said, you know, what about me? Why am I forgotten? You could have blamed God. You could have blamed anybody outside of yourself and just given up. What made you keep pushing toward your dreams?
I would say first and foremost, it has to be my family. Sure. I know that they were in my back. They had my corner. They had my back. And whatever happened, they were going to be with me. So I wasn't going to let them down. So I had to keep working for them. And then second, it was definitely the guys around me. It's always great to go to a school like St. Ed's where you have so many guys around you who are successful. I mean, I know last year we had 13 Division I guys, and this year I want to say we're adding another four. So just being around all that success just motivates you yourself.
Some of those people that have those Division I offers that played on a team with you, you know, mention some of those guys. What can you say about some of those offers, some of those people that are going to be moving on as well as yourself?
I can say they were blessed. I don't know if we would have become divisional athletes if we didn't come to St. Anne's, but they obviously didn't hurt. St. Anne's is a very great school, and I can honestly say that it's the best decision that I've ever made coming here. So I think that's one of the biggest constant between all of our recruitments.
Dan, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? I was bouncing.
315-948-3100. 3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. Just like we're doing right now, we're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping!
Get air!
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clap in your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
The Market Diner prides itself on bringing the local community fresh ingredients that are better than going elsewhere. Open for breakfast, served all day, lunch and dinner with daily specials. The Market Diner is located at the Regional Market on Park Street, right across from Destiny USA. For takeout, call 315-474-5247. The Market Diner. Local. Fresh. Better.
Who are some of those guys, like you said, the people around you helping you to stay focused and, and push for your first offer and push for the dreams that you had. Who are some of those people that you really appreciate on your team, mm-hmm. some of those teammates that meant a lot to you?
Well, definitely, I would say it has to be Tony Butler. He's the opposite corner on me this year, and he was one of the guys who got offered early sophomore year, and we were good friends even before high school, so he stayed in my corner. He was talking to schools about me and whatnot, so he was definitely helping me out. And I would have to say a lot of the guys who didn't eventually go D1 or 1D2 and D3, like my quarterback, Jimmy Keith, a receiver, Teddy Gordon, even those guys who knew that I had the ability to play D1, but they just kept putting in my mind, hey, just keep putting your head down and go to work, you'll be all right.
When you look back on the coaching staff at St. Edward, what can you say about what they've done for you? Like you said, going there really helped you. Being at that school, you've said repeatedly, was meaningful. What can you say about some of the coaches specifically, who the coaches are and what they meant to your life, not just as a football player, but as a person?
Well, first and foremost, the guy who was the head coach my first 2 years here, Coach Fanati, who's on in Michigan now, I think he was the one who really molded me into the man I am today when it comes to football. And the way I approach the game now, he was definitely a very hands-on guy when it comes to that. So I'm grateful for that. This past year, Coach Lombardo, the current head coach, he was really a guy who made me focus on my technique a little bit more on both sides of the ball. So I would definitely use that going forward, just the little things. And then Coach Pappas, the defensive coordinator, who was the one who put me on the defensive side of the ball and finally put me at corner. And I'm just forever grateful for him for giving me the opportunity. And he was a very hard guy, and he's a guy who likes to work, so I'll definitely be taking that up to Q's.
Coming up to Syracuse, your relationships that you have right now, I want to start with the coaching staff. Who do you really feel like you've been able to build a close relationship with? Like you said, Syracuse came on, they were your first Power 5 offer after your first offer from Air Force. What can you say about the coaching staff and what you've gotten to know about them from that moment that they offered to where you are today with your letter of intent already signed for Syracuse? Who are some of those guys on the staff you really feel close with?
I would say the two biggest guys are definitely Coach Kaufman and Coach Monroe. Coach Kaufman, for the simple fact that he was my recruiter, and he's from the Northeast Ohio area. And if you don't know, being from Northeast Ohio, we take a lot of pride in that. Our football and the way we approach things. So that's definitely one thing. We were able to relate on that. And then Coach Monroe, he could be my coach up there. He's a secondary coach. And he's just a very outgoing guy, very energetic. So I like that out of him.
Does Nick Monroe remind you of any of your coaches at St. Edward, or is he completely different personality-wise and how he's kind of built his relationship with you? Is he different to you, or is he similar?
I wouldn't say he's completely different. I've had a couple younger coaches, weren't necessarily my coaches. They were like other position groups, but they were really outgoing. But they weren't, I would say, because I was in the meeting room with him a little bit, so I was able to see how he approached things in the meeting room, because he's very serious at points, too. So those coaches were kind of a little bit more light and more outgoing all the time, while Coach Monroe, he definitely has a switch and he definitely knows when to take things serious. So I've had a combination, but I haven't really had one as a whole.
What is it about Nick Monroe that you're excited about playing for him? What is it about his personality, the coach he is, the way he goes about his life that really spoke to you and made you say that you had to play for Syracuse and you had to play for a coach like him as a secondary coach?
Well, first, he's from BG, and I have a teammate up there who played in secondary under Coach Monroe, Jack Wall, the safety. And he used to give me all the ins and outs about him, so that's the first thing that led me to him. And then secondly, I'm a guy who's a big firm believer in honesty, and just having a conversation where you can tell within maybe the first 30 seconds that he's a very honest guy. For all the jokes he cracks and for how light the conversation can be at times, he's very honest. He's not trying to put on a show for anyone. So that's what drew me in.
Here is Stacy Tanner, owner of Ole Ole, talking about the freshest Mexican food you will find.
Every year as a family, we go to Mexico on vacation, and we love the cuisine. We love the freshness of the food. We can promise you freshly made food. Nothing comes in a package here. We got a bag of rice and a bag of beans, and the rest is all fresh vegetables and meats. We really wanted to represent Mexican cuisine and fresh food, where family and our young people or older people can go have a healthy, good meal. Well, we are located in the Matadale Shopping Plaza. My side faces Woody's Jerkwater, so we are literally neighbors, my husband and I. So we're kind of a side entrance, and that's on Brewerton Road in Matadale. Our phone number is 455-5653 or 455-5-OLAY.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Here is Tommy from Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub.
Woody's is going into its 13th year, and you know, we started out as a what we thought was going to be a neighborhood corner bar, which has turned into, you know, a really good sports bar. We're adding 360-inch TVs. Just a really a great place to have a beer and have some food. So that same Irish pub feel where you can go in there and relax and not worry about, you know, what's going on. I take pride in our food. We have burgers, wraps, salads, Cubans. Our wings, obviously, I think are some of the best in the city. We have a great Philly cheesesteak. We have a great Cuban. All my soccer players love the Buffalo Chicken Wrap.
Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub is located in the Matadale Shopping Center off of Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York.
And then as far as Tom Kaufman, special teams coordinator and linebackers coach for Syracuse now, that was the other gentleman that you said for Syracuse's staff you feel closest to with Nick Monroe. What can you say about Tom Kaufman? I know you talked about the pride of Ohio, but outside of that, what other things do you like about him that kind of draw you to him?
We were able to have a lot of conversations outside of football. I know we talked a little bit about, well, outside of Syracuse football, we have some conversations about the Cavs and the Browns. They were very back and forth, engaging conversations. It wasn't just like a chuckle on the front or anything. So that's what I like. We were just able to have just normal conversations that didn't even relate to Syracuse football.
And then as far as Dino Babers, what can you say about having him as your head coach, what you like about him, what makes you believe in Dino Babers and Syracuse?
Similar to Coach Monroe, he can be outgoing. He shows a personality at times, but I've heard from obviously my teammates who are at BG, when it's time to get down to the nitty gritty, he's ready, and I like that out of a coach who's willing to put in the hard work and push you to your limit.
Bring me into where you are right now, because here on National Signing Day, you've signed your letter of intent. It's in. You know you're going to Syracuse. As you move forward here from now until the end of June when you're going to be on campus, what can you say about what your regiment's going to be like, what you want to focus on right now between February and when you get to Syracuse right around summertime?
It helps a lot that I've had teammates who went to college last year, and I can help ask them about the process between now and June. And they have all told me the two concepts that come up is staying crisp with your technique, so definitely getting a lot of drill work in at corner, and then secondly is just staying in shape. Because there's nothing worse than getting up to campus and having to get back into shape. So those are definitely two things that I'll be focusing on between now and between today and when I get up to Syracuse.
Before I let you go, Carl, to look at your biggest strengths and your biggest areas that you want to work on from now until the time you get to Syracuse, I'm going to start with your strengths. What are the things that you feel like
you're best at when it comes to being a corner?
I think my biggest one is definitely my athleticism. I played receiver my entire life. That was one of my biggest strengths on that side of the ball, so I think that'll translate well. And then secondly, I would like to say I'm a student of the game. I've only been as a corner, only played corner started for about 9 weeks, and every single game I was watching film, just looking at the smallest things, how you release off the ball and whatnot, and quarterback's feet. So little things like that can definitely translate to the next level athleticism.
As far as what you want to work on, what are some of those areas of improvement you want to see out of yourself? What are some things you're keying in on between now and when you get on campus at Syracuse?
Yeah, to be completely honest, I would say everything. I haven't been playing a position for too long, so there's not anything I really can say I've mastered thus far. But I would say the biggest thing, probably my footwork, is a lot different backhoeing than it is coming off the ball like in a sprint stand. So I would say that's one of the biggest things I have to work on before I get there.
Final two thoughts. First being, what do you want to say to Syracuse? What do you want fans to know? You have signed. It's official. What do you want to say to the Syracuse fans?
I just want to tell them that I'm excited. I'm just excited that they are, and I'm ready to change that. Ready to help change that program around like the rest of the recruits in this class.
And finally, for you, Carl, to look at a definition of yourself. If you had a mission statement for who you are as a person, as a student, as a player, altogether, how would you define Carl Jones?
I would define Carl Jones as a down-to-earth, humble guy who's ready, who's about his business. You know, I like to engage in conversations with people, and I like to think I'm a people person. And if you treat me with respect, I'll do the same to you.
Well, I definitely appreciate that, Carl, and I appreciate you taking your time here on National Signing Day, and I look forward to talking with you throughout the process, and I know you'll be back on the show soon. So until then, thanks for everything, and God bless you and your family.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good.